Your birth into the family of man brought particular spiritual problems which can be solved only by your birth into the family of God. And that second birth is what the Bible calls regeneration. What words are used to describe the good which comes to sinners through the grace of God? We might mention salvation, forgiveness, justification, and regeneration, along with many other terms. Those are not just different words to say the same thing. Each one speaks of a special and blessed aspect of the work of God in the rescue of poor fallen sinners. Listen for one of those terms in the reading of Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. For we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. There are three great words of grace used in that passage: saved, regeneration, justified. Let us consider the term regeneration, for it lies at the heart of what God does for the sinner who repents and trusts Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Greek term which Paul chose under divine inspiration to describe our salvation in Christ is translated regeneration. It is a compound word made up of two words which means again and to begin or to be born. Regeneration, therefore, means a new birth, a recreation, reproduction, beginning of a new life, a new character. It means to enter into a new quality of life as one who is born anew. It refers to the production of a new life which is centered in God. Now, how does regeneration occur? Titus chapter 3, verse 5 speaks of the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. The new birth, the new beginning, is effected by washing and renewing done by the Holy Spirit of God. Regeneration is God's act. God is the author of regeneration. In the words of Holy Scripture, one is born of God when he is regenerated. John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13 reads in this manner: Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now, how is the new birth effected? To be born not of blood means that it is not inherited from one's parents. A person may have Christian parents and not be a Christian himself. To be born not of the will of the flesh means that one is not born again by self-effort. No one is saved because he decides it is time for him to be saved. To be born not of the will of man means that another cannot effect salvation by wishing it for us. Then after those three negative statements, the Apostle John wrote that the new birth is of God. That is to say, it is God Himself who borns men and women into the family of God. God's work of making believers His born children is a part of His eternal plan. And foreseeing what He would do through grace, God chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. God's blessed work of regeneration is His own work from beginning to end. It is without human instrumentality in any way. Think of your physical birth. You did not decide that you would be born to your human parents. Neither did you choose the time and circumstance of your birth. You were but the passive participant in a work done by others. Just so, you can no more effect your spiritual birth into the family of God than you could effect your physical birth into the family of man. James 1:18 says of God, "Of His own will He beget us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." Now who beget us? God beget us. And why did He cause us to be born anew? It was of His own will, or because He chose to do so. Ephesians 2:10 states the same truth in different words. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now notice the words, we are His workmanship. Whose workmanship? His workmanship. We are the masterpieces of God's redemptive work in the saving of sinners. But why is the work of God necessary? Why is redemption needed for mankind? Well, think of it again in relation to the physical birth. At your physical birth, you receive the nature, the strengths and weaknesses of the human family. You received a nature which is weak towards sin, the same as the nature of every other human being. In the words of Psalm 51:5, you were shapen in iniquity. Ephesians 2:1 declares you were dead in trespasses and in sin. 2 Corinthians 2:14 announces that your mind was blinded to spiritual things, blinded by the devil to keep you from comprehending and responding to the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 5 lists three dread problems facing you because of your depraved human nature. You, with every other human being, are without strength, a sinner, and enemies of God. What a tragedy. Your condition without God, before the grace of God is revealed in regeneration, is like the valley of dry bones which Ezekiel saw in his vision. The bones lay bleached and dry in the valley, until the Spirit of God moved over them. Then they could stand and move and have life again. Your birth into the human family brought particular spiritual problems, problems which are solved only by your birth into the family of God. And that being born again is what the Bible calls regeneration. Now, what does it mean in personal experience to be regenerated, born again? It does not mean the improvement of your old nature. It does not mean some new gifts or graces are implanted in you which you are to develop. No, it means something happens in the human spirit which makes the person a new person in relation to God. Someone has said, it is not putting a new suit on a man, it is putting a new man in the suit. In regeneration, the spiritual center changes to be in God, not in one's own self. The Spirit of God enters into union with the spirit of man, so that the man receives the very nature of God Himself and becomes a child of God. Why must a person be born again? Because there is no spiritual merit in any person outside of Christ, and because God demands holiness in the person whom He accepts. Now that's why Jesus insisted to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again. Regeneration is internal, unseen, spiritual, in the realm of the subconscious. And therefore, it is manifest in a change of the mind, the emotions, and the will. It is the starting point of a new quality and quantity of life. It is to be born again. Father, thank you that it is possible for us to start all over again, not by turning over a new leaf in external reformation, but by becoming new persons by internal transformation. Thank you that you are living the life of God in the mortal bodies of every person who has been born again, and grant that many others may join this family of grace today. For Jesus' sake, amen.